Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto is known for its film festivals, but TIFF Kids, which is on now, programs films for children and young adults. But what kind of films do they show? How do they choose them, and which ones win the awards? To tell us more about children's films, I thought I should turn to the experts themselves. Very pleased to have here in the studio two jury members from TIFF Kids. Reed is a 10-year-old from Toronto who's in grade 5 at Kingsway College School. He likes hockey and movies. And Grant is from Morris Cody in Windsor, Ontario. He's 12 years old and likes Harry Potter movies and sports. Hi, Reed. Hi, Grant. So, how did you find out about TIFF Kids?
Well, my teacher, she got our class to write down what we thought about our favorite kids' movie, and she would eventually send it in to TIFF.
Which movie did you choose to write about?
I wrote mine on Frozen.
Okay, and how about you?
Well, I don't really know.
Did you enter the competition as well?
Yeah.
And who told you about it?
My mom was online because I normally go to the TIFF Kids camps. And then she saw on the website TIFF Kids Jury, so that's how I got in.
And were you both, so you both were movie lovers before this gig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on a panel that watches all the movies in your category. Reed, what do you look for when you're judging a movie?
Well, I look for if it's a good storyline. I look for if it's got good sound. Because if it doesn't have good sound, you might not know what they're saying. And if it doesn't have a good story, it might be confusing and might just be boring.
And how about you, Graham? What criteria do you use?
Well, I'm usually looking for, if it's animated, how good's the quality of animation and the storyline, as we said.
Okay. And in general, what do you look for in a movie? What makes a movie a good movie?
Well, I think what makes a good movie is, like I said earlier, good storyline, good music, good sound, but sometimes also good colors. If it's just gloomy, but it's supposed to be happy, or if it's like bright, but it's supposed to be like scary, it's just gonna mess up the whole thing. It's not gonna be what it's supposed to be.
And this is a question for both of you, but before this gig, before you were doing this jury panel, when you watch a movie usually, what format do you watch it in? In other words, do you go to a movie theater, or do you watch it on a TV or a computer or a pad or a iPod?
Normally I watch it I watch everything that I can on the big screen first. So far I've seen all of the kids' movies on the big screen, and I never watch it on the computer, but sometimes I watch it on my iPad, so.
Yeah, television and movie theaters mostly.
And do you find a difference in the format you watch it in?
Nope.
Not really.
So
still
you watch
same story and only, still same.
Only sometimes it's like more life-size, so it's more real.
So maybe that's why they play 3D movies in the theater, because that's the only place you can actually see it in 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's like those ones with like red and blue, and then they come with the mini paper.
Oh, the red and blue glasses.
Yeah. I still have one in my room. I'm like, how did that get there?
So the film festival plays movies from all around the world, and some of them have subtitles. How do you feel about subtitles in a movie?
Sometimes I find subtitles great. I like because they're different languages, so I get to find out different languages. But sometimes when I'm writing down, taking notes on the movie for the TIFF Kids, and there was all of ours had subtitles except for one, but that one had French in the background and that stuff. So it's really frustrating to just have to write down the notes and then miss a lot of the subtitles.
And how about you? What are your feelings?
I agree. It's really hard to write notes while the subtitles are on, and it can sometimes be annoying if the subtitles are too fast, then you're trying to keep up, and you can't get back to the point.
A lot of the films at TIFFKID seem to fall in one category or another. One of the categories seems to be fantasy, animation, things like that. The others try to be realistic, so real-life dramas. So what are the differences between the two? Could you talk about that?
The differences are, so the fantasies, I didn't really get to watch any of them, but in the real life, they're all of them were from different countries, and all of them were based on problems. Two of them were based on music, but the other parent doesn't want it, and that's basically the difference.
So, Grant, you saw a film about bullying called The Dam Keeper.
Yes.
Tell me about that one.
Well, I enjoyed that one because of its amazing painting. I really enjoyed that one because of that.
And do you think, personally, is bullying a major issue?
Yes, I really believe that.
How about you?
Sort of.
Have you ever experienced that?
Not really.
And you?
No.
But have you ever seen it?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Reed, you saw a movie called Anina. I watched that one too. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Yes. What did you think of it?
I really didn't like it.
How come?
It was just dark when it was supposed to be at sometimes bright. And then I didn't really like, the subtitles were way too quick. And it was just annoying.
Okay. How about the dream sequences? What did you feel about them?
Oh, they were scary.
I thought they were pretty scary, where her teacher and the principal turn into ghosts and they fly around.
And then when it turns into like skeletons of snake, like that Greek
Medusa.
Myth. Yeah, like Medusa, except for the snakes are bones.
Yeah.
Like skeleton snakes. It's creepy.
Yeah, very scary. Okay, so was it also because the characters in the movie are girls and you're a boy, or no relation?
No relation.
How about you? Do you prefer to see movies with boy characters, or doesn't matter?
Doesn't really matter. We still usually think the same thoughts. Yeah.
So do you identify more with characters in movies that are your age, or doesn't matter?
Doesn't really matter. I've seen a bunch of PG ones, but I've seen a bunch regular. I've seen Rio 2, apparently, by one of my classmates said, it's for babies. I've seen that, too, so.
Okay, what do you think of outside of TIFFKID, what do you think of mainstream movies or TV shows which star kids? Do they always get it right on, or sometimes not?
Normally, they get it right on because they are professionals and they have to train, and they have like a bunch of takes, so they would have take one. I've seen a book that said in one scene of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the first one, it had 500 takes.
Wow.
On just like 5 seconds.
Wow. For a 5 second shot, it took 500 takes.
It was more like 1 minute.
But I'm thinking more about when you watch a TV show which stars kids, do you identify with them? Does it feel like your life, or is it totally removed?
Totally removed.
It's usually way different because all these amazing things are happening to them. My life's amazing, but nothing like what goes on in movies.
And do you find shows and movies you watch on the internet better or worse than the stuff you see in a movie theater?
Depends. On the internet, on YouTube, sometimes they're really, really funny, but sometimes they're not. But I've seen a bunch of parodies that are hilarious, but then I've seen a few parodies that are just boring and a wreck of the movie.
Yeah, boring.
And so let's say, Grant, if you wanted to make your ultimate movie, what would you include in it?
Well, I like animation, so it would be cartoon. I like comedy because it makes people happy. I would make sure it was really funny. Yeah.
And Big Bang.
Bang Bang?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, Big Bang Theory, like the TV show.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, are you looking forward to the day when they present the prizes that you judged?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I am so annoyed that I cannot say the winner. So.
Oh, you're not the announcer. Someone else is?
No, I can't say the winner.
Oh, you can't say it now. You can't say it now. Oh, okay.
That's
fine.
I've told my classmate. I can't wait. Her aunt works at CBC, and my last interview was CBC. So she showed it there, so that's how she figured it out.
Oh.
That I'm a TIFF Kids jury. And then she said, "What's the winner?" I said, "I can't say it." And then she said, "What?" I said, "What do you mean, what?" She said, "What's the winner?" I said, "I can't say it." Oh.
How about you, Grant?
It's been really hard not telling anybody.
Anybody at all?
Yeah, because my parents were like, "How was it this weekend? Were any of the movies really good?" And I'd be like, "I can tell you that." And I'd be like dying.
Your lips are sealed.
Yeah, you can tell the ones you like. You just can't say the winner. Because the winner could be your least favorite film because there's a bunch of other people in your jury. So.
Okay, well, Neil and Grant, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks.
I've been speaking with Grant and Reed, who are jury members at TIFF Kids Festival through Easter Monday at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Gar of the Movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.